Did your time in Montana make you feel like a deeper sense of connection with Kateri?
Definitely, yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody can look up when Kateri was born, how she was a victim of the smallpox epidemic, yeah, and all that. But was there anything that we could maybe go to a deeper level? And for myself, she's popularly venerated as the patron of ecology.
Yes.
And as soon as I heard that, bing.
Yes.
So we're going all the way back to the 1600s, and she called her Native American brothers and sisters to be stewards of creation. Where have we heard that? And to live in harmony with nature. And she would often go out into the woods by herself just so that she could pray and hear the voice of God in her everyday life. And so guess what popped into my mind? Laudato Si. Should she not be the patron of Laudato Si? So everything we're hearing from Pope Francis and everything, these values are not new.
No.
So I know that's something that came to my mind.
She had a hard beginning in her life. Was not that easy, right?
Right. Yeah, no. Yeah. At 4 years old, she lost her whole family.
Mm-hmm. And she had smallpox. She had some disfigurement on her face.
But she was very good to her the people there, the elders and the people who were sick. She'd go around, you know, for those who would accept her anyway.
See, her father was Mohawk. And her mother was a Christianized Algonquin, so and that's where she was leaning. But say a little something about her last name, Tekakwitha.
Oh yeah, yeah. What it means is, or what it translates, is one who walks groping for her way, and that's how she'd be walking around the village,
Of her vision being impaired.
So impaired, and. Which is what we're doing now.
Groping. It made us laugh because what are we doing?
Groping our way around.
Groping our way around.
Out.
Yes. Yes. So. Yeah.
Because people don't. We don't always get it that we're all related.
Yeah.
And I was amazed when I realized that she had to run away. I guess we'll get out of her village, and she walked 200 miles. About to get to Canada around Montreal to a mission
that was Christian.
Mm-hmm. And the Jesuits were there. And then that's where she made her first communion. And
it brought back to me the Tekakwitha Conference that is held each year where the Native people and those who work with them get together to share their culture and to share their faith. And we had the marvelous experience of attending one in Spokane. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And this happens every year, and it's been going on for about 84 years.
84?
84 years.
84th conference.
Wow.
That they've been getting together and sharing different thoughts. And it fascinated me that they can blend Christianity with their native culture, and it can be a very, very wholesome blending. And this is some of the points that they discuss.
And that's kind of what happened in your ministry. You blended the Native Indian culture and Christianity in your life with the people.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like you were kind of living out of that, the Tekakwitha conference vibe.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. That whole theory. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I remember Laura talking about that a lot. Sister Laura Fusito.
Yeah.
Did she go on a lot of those?
She did. Yeah. See, plus, every year, excuse me, Helen, she would hold bake sales and different activities to raise money so she could send some of the natives to the conference. Yeah.
Right.
And most times we really couldn't go because we were starting school.
Oh, it was in like the
it
beginning?
It was always in August.
Oh, okay.
It was in August, yeah.
But the year that we went, I don't know, we must not have started so early or it was earlier than it usually is. And it was close.
It was
we could drive there. Mm-hmm. We drove over to Spokane.
So she, as the native, the patron saint of Ladato Si, we could pray to her to help us recognize our connections.
Mm-hmm. And Nora, you said to address how important it was to the native people mm-hmm. that they had their first Native American saint.
Right.
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
There hasn't always been this great recognition.
No.
Mm.
But
what is it? It started her people talking, whoever, in the 30s, 1930.
Oh, right, the cause for her canonization.
1932. I mean, that's
yeah
a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it just really happened.
So the depth of her life, I mean, she died at 24.
Did mm-hmm. she?
And mm-hmm. the depth of where she was at, she would tell stories from scripture and the dignity of every human person. Mm-hmm. And I mean, these values that, you know.
We're still working on today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
and they are not accepted, you know.
And to kind of sum it up, we realize that in many ways, Kateri and the Native American groups are really a little bit ahead of the times sometimes because their concern is the environment. It goes all the way back to 1600.
Yeah.
And their concern mm-hmm. is the acceptance and respect for all people, nature, and all of the things that God has made for us.